Christ is risen.
He is risen
indeed. Hallelujah. We are gathered here this morning, and we're just simply continuing our Easter celebration from last Sunday. If you remember, for Holy Week here at Peace, we went to the different places that Jesus went the last week of his earthly life, and today we're actually just doing the same thing. We're going to that place where the disciples were gathered and the doors were locked. Jesus appears again to Thomas and the disciples, and Thomas proclaims, "My Lord and my God." How powerful a moment that was. So we're going to focus in on that this morning and be warmed by Jesus' grace and love for Thomas and for each one of us. Before we begin this morning, we do have some announcements to share with the congregation. The first is that we have started a Bible study during the adult Sunday school hour. It starts at 9:45, and I wanted to plug it here. Brad Halesto is leading us. It is an excellent study. We're studying some of those lesser-known books of the Bible. Today was Titus. Next week it is 1st and 2nd Peter. And so 9:45 here Sunday morning. Also, tonight we are beginning our confirmation journey for our confirmands. There's six of you, and I have emailed all of you. You should be here tonight at 7 p.m. We're starting our journey through the Old Testament. And then one other opportunity to dig into God's Word. This Wednesday, there's going to be a men's Bible study at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And we're going to do that the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month. And we're going to be unpacking the book of Revelation. So lots of opportunities to dig into God's Word here at Peace. And I don't want to repeat anyone else's announcements, so I'm going to hand it off to others and let them share this morning. Oscar.
Well, we're in the process of cleaning out the closet. And in the bulletin, you'll see a remark about some small child's chairs. Well, this is what you're looking at. And we have about six or eight of them, and we'd like to offer them to you first, free. Otherwise, I'm putting them in my pickup, and they're going to some Goodwill or ARC or wherever. So this is what you're looking at. And if you're interested, see me or any of the elders, Todd. It'd just be something that some people have already offered or seen them and would like to have them. So thanks.
Great. You. Carol wants one. I think Barry was raising his hand too. So you're fine.
Okay. So, I won't take orders right now, but
okay.
I didn't think they were that popular.
There you go.
So, I think we got seven. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, after church. After church.
After church.
Talk to Oscar. Todd.
We'll start the bidding at $4. I just want to remind everybody that during fellowship, we will have a church meeting, a whole church meeting over there. Shouldn't take very long. We have two items to go over, one short, one we don't know about. But we will be talking about the parking lot. The trustees have a plan, and we're going to present the plan to everybody and decide what we want to do with it. So if everybody could stay, grab some food, and as soon as you get settled, we'll get started. Thanks.
Any other announcements this morning? Just want to call your attention to the insert in your bulletin today for Salmon and Jazz. That is going to be Saturday, April 28th at Philomath High School. On the back of that insert are items that we still need to collect. If you'd like to just grab one of those items when you're at the grocery store, go ahead and do that and place it in the bins that are in the fellowship hall. We're preparing baskets for the auction so that we can raise funds for a worthy cause at the high school. And then the other thing that I would share too, just a note about our worship this morning, we are going to have a prayer to bless the banner that has been made here at Peace, and we hung that for Easter last weekend. I shared with everyone before, what do you think the white image is in the center of that? Any guesses on that? Besides Caleb. It's a dove. I told you the answer, yeah. It's a dove. It's actually it's just beautiful because it is a dove, but if you go up close, you'll see that it's about 50 to 60 little doves. So that took a lot of time to make, and I wanted to point that out before we prayed for it in our worship service. Do take the time to check that out. Just very thankful for that, Lynn, and for Jim, for you guys hanging that, and just wanted to highlight the intricate work that was done for that banner.